Surviving Stepfamilies, written and read by Michael Carr Gregg. A stepfamily has more in common with other family configurations than, say, a one-parent family. However, there are a few clear differences. For a start, the couple's marriage does not begin like a traditional one. They don't have time to develop a relationship before they care for children. Instead, they're suddenly living together with ready-made offspring born to another couple. This means that a stepfamily tends to have inbuilt feelings of jealousy and grief that a first marriage family does not. Such families also have no shared history, ritual, or traditions, and this, coupled with inevitable loyalty conflicts and the fact that some members will have massively unrealistic expectations, means that they are initially less cohesive than nuclear or single-parent families. I'll discuss these differences in more detail now. There are actually six main differences. First, step-blended families are born out of loss. All step-families have faced numerous losses or changes, and few people enter step-family life unencumbered. All members are likely to have experienced grief over the end of or disruption of significant relationships through death, divorce, or separation, and the changing vision of what their family would be like. If this grief is unresolved, it can cause ongoing problems. Significantly, the loss experienced after separation often manifests itself as anger, whereas the loss experienced after the death of a spouse is often expressed as sadness. Either way, it is important that the emotion is allowed to be expressed in constructive ways.